AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
The 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
President-elect Donald Trump is in Washington.
Nice to win. It's always nice to win.
More than a week after voters decided to return him to the White House, Trump is meeting with congressional Republicans and later with President Biden. He praised Republicans for the victories in Congress and for president against Democrats.
It's got them very worried because they say, well, next time if we go up even a fraction of what we went up, you're going to win New York, you're going to win New Jersey, you're going to win places that weren't winnable. California, too.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans owe Trump a great debt of gratitude.
They used to call Bill Clinton the comeback kid. This is the comeback king. He is the king.
Trump is being accompanied on this trip by Elon Musk, who was named to a government efficiency advisory role. Musk isn't expected to be at the White House sit-down. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says President Biden will boost U.S. military support to Ukraine in the final months of his administration. Russia launched a sophisticated missile and drone attack on Kyiv. The government reports inflation ticked up slightly last month. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Driven by higher costs for rent, used cars, and airfares, consumer prices rose 2.6% compared to a year ago, the first annual increase in 7 months. Core prices, excluding volatile food and energy, rose 3.3% annually, the same as in September. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell expressed confidence that inflation will keep trending downward, but if the uptick is sustained, it could stir concerns in financial markets and make the Federal Reserve less inclined to cut its key interest rate. Jennifer King, Washington.
Court papers show a man who worked for the U.S. government has been charged with leaking classified information assessing Israel's earlier plans to attack Iran. Guns smuggled from the U.S. are being blamed for a surge in killings on islands in the Caribbean. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting near their records after the latest update on inflation solidified hopes that more help for the economy will arrive next month from another cut to interest rates. The S&P 500 was virtually flat in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 28 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% lower. Stocks got support from easing yields in the bond market. Treasury yields fell after a report said inflation came in exactly as forecast last month. That strengthened expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its December meeting for a third time this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
A new Bain consultancy study says global sales of personal luxury goods are forecast to shrink next year for the first time since the Great Recession. The outlook could worsen if tariffs are imposed, promised by President-elect Donald Trump. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.